The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our next guest is one of South Africa's leading pianists, film and theatre music composers of his generation. Carl Shepherd is internationally recognized for his distinctive compositional style and performances. A multi-award winning musician with 7 albums, including several film, TV and theatre scores, Carl is also the artistic director at this year's second annual Journey to Jazz Festival, which happens from the 1st to the 5th of May 2024. He joins us on the line now talking about the road to Prince Albert and what is in store for the Journey to Jazzers this year. Kyle, welcome to Kofifi FM.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be talking to you.
Thank you for joining us. You know, it is the second year for the Journey to Jazz, Kyle, a festival that you performed in last year as part of the artist lineup. A new season is upon us now, and you're back, and this time as the artistic director for the festival, you know, taking over from Bogani Dyer. What is it about the Journey to Jazz Festival that keeps you coming back?
Yeah, you know, it really is, I would say, the charm of the little town, you know, that's Prince Albert. I think anyone that's been there, you know, as a tourist, as a visitor, can attest to the type of feeling that one gets in Prince Albert. You know, it's very much the Western Cape and the Karoo region sort of small town feeling that one gets, there's a charm to it. And then I would say throw in a jazz festival, and for someone like myself who loves the music, who loves the music played in understated situations where we can really appreciate the musicianship and the artistry of those we're listening to, as opposed to big commercial festivals that we all know in the bigger cities. So that's part of the charm, and it's something I fell in love with and as playing there as an artist at the Journey to Jazz Festival. But coming on board as part of the team as the artistic director has been a wonderful journey so far. It's been about 6 months that I've been on the team, and what's really moved me is just, you know, how the team, you know, how much they care about firstly the community of Prince Albert, the community of North End, which is within Prince Albert, and what Prince Albert Community Trust, the fantastic work they're doing with young people in Prince Albert, empowering them through many, many initiatives, but one of them importantly being the Journey to Jazz Festival. So, you know, I played on many, many festivals all around the world, in 53 countries around the world now. And what's unique about Journey to Jazz is I've never really seen a festival that employs and galvanizes the community, you know, where the festival is hosted in a way that Journey to Jazz has managed to do. So young people, previously disadvantaged people, in some cases currently, you know, very much disadvantaged in many ways. And so that's something that inspires me, and it's something that I'm happy to be part of.
You know, this year's festival, Kyle, has a bit of a twist. You know, I mean, we are paying homage to a specific narrative of the Western Cape musical inheritance. Let's unpack this for a moment. I mean, what does that mean?
Sure. Well, it being Prince Albert being in the region that it is, I mean, the Karoo itself has a long history of musical heritage, musical identity, you know, going right back to the First Nation of people, the Khoi and the San in that region, a nomadic people, of course, you know, move through that region and so on. And if one, on an ethnomusicologist or ethnomusicology sort of standpoint, one can analyze and study that music, which is something I in fact have done in the last few years. I did an album where I improvised with some Khoi and San recordings and so on. So it's always been a sort of passion of mine. So the Karoo as a region, you know, has such a rich history, often not celebrated or spoken about enough. So by the mere fact of doing the festival in Prince Albert, one has to take all of that history into account, the Karoo blues. And in fact, we have something called the Karoo Jazz Project, that this year would be, it's local musicians from the region mentored by a wonderful, pianist and composer, Ramon Alexander. And it's important, and everyone in the team and myself, you know, we feel it's very important to pay homage and to give development opportunities to musicians from the region to share some insight and shed some light on the music of that region and celebrate it.
A wonderful initiative. In fact, I think the festivals, one of the key festivals' objectives is to educate, and we find ourselves using jazz as a vehicle to realize this objective. And maybe let's reflect from last year's edition, I think throwing forward as well to 2024. You know, what are we doing differently as a festival this time around? And how do we measure, Kyle, you know, the impact that the festival has had on the community at large? You know, do we have more young people listening to jazz ever since the festival touched down? Or maybe are they even interested in jazz?
I would say, you know, I've not only the 2023 version of Journey to Jazz, the first edition where I was there as a player. I've since traveled there a few times to be part of the launch of a theater in Prince Albert, a beautiful theater, the Showroom. And I've been there a few times, gotten to know the locals that are working on the team. And it certainly seems to me that there's an energy that's being transmitted to the community. They care about the music. They're happy to be learning from people like myself, people like Sis Brenda Sisane and the rest of the team, you know, learning about the ins and outs of how a jazz festival works. And it starts with love and appreciation for the music and the artist. And that filters down through every component and department logistically involved in running a festival like that. So it's a unique team in that sense, because there really is an appreciation and energy around, you know, real is the wrong word, around musicianship, artistry, really appreciating the music, you know, again, which is so different to the very, very big corporate type of festivals that we see around South Africa. So I've seen that growth from the very first launch and announcement of the Journey to Jazz Festival back in September of 2022. Which I happen to be part of and played at. I've seen a beautiful progression. Young people are energized, interested. They're putting so much love and care into realizing this festival.
Yeah. Well, it is evident with the excitement that gets carried by this festival. You know, when you're there, you can almost touch the excitement and you can feel the music kind of taking over. Kofifi FM, we are in conversation with Kyle Shepherd, who is the artistic director at this year's Journey to Jazz Festival, of course, being held at the Gem of the Karoo, the beautiful town of Prince Albert. And of course, you were invited to come along with us for this five-day festival experience. Now, Kyle, the five-day program, of course, is a good mix, you know, of music, lifestyle events, and also includes workshops or even masterclasses in this instance that are offered to the festival patrons and the community of the Journey to Jazz. So the next question is, what masterclasses can we look forward to this year?
Yeah, this is a schedule that's ever evolving. As we get closer to the festival, of course, many logistic challenges will most likely arise. So we, you know, every artist that we've booked, in fact, and we'll go through the list and I'll talk about some of the artists that I've, the program that I've curated along with the team. As we can fit it into the schedule, every artist will give a masterclass presentation, as is logistically possible on the days. And this will be, you know, close contact workshop style for anyone interested in music. Any players or from any level, from beginner to advanced, anybody just interested in, you know, the making of, you know, the making of the music. And it's something that I quite enjoyed a lot at last year's edition as an artist, is giving a workshop to people in the community. There were UCT students in attendance. And so it's that sharing and transmission of knowledge, which I expect to continue this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, speaking of the festival, it features a great mix of, you know, local and international musicians. You know, let's go through what inspired this lineup now and who are on the list. I know we only have a new list, you know, still to come, but let's talk about the current list. Who inspired that?
Yeah. So our first artist announcement just went out recently, and I truly believe that it's a wonderful first artist announcement, and I can tell the listeners that there are more to come. And of course, these ideas were curated by myself and in collaboration with Brenda Sisane, and we work quite closely on really which type of artist we wanted to approach and target to feature at the festival.
Right.
This festival has an undercurrent sort of theme on celebrating the pianist and the piano as a sort of stalwart and important pillar in South African jazz. South Africa has produced some of the world's great pianists. Many of our pianists around the world are recognized in the canon of jazz music. And I always thought to myself that, you know, it would be wonderful in a festival setting to firstly say that, to make that statement about the instrument and, of course, more importantly, the players of those instruments. So, you know, in line with that, we've got people like Africa Mkhize, who for me is, the greatest pianist of his generation in South Africa, and somebody I personally look up to quite a lot. We've got Thandi Ntuli, who's, of course, also a wonderful pianist and composer. Also importantly, everyone that's on our lineup are instrumentalists but also composers. So we've got original groups coming, which has been an important aspect of the curatorial sort of scope, you know. We got a Swiss South African collaboration called Skyjack coming. We've got Adam Zanolini from Chicago coming with his group. We've got a wonderful pianist from Italy coming, who's signed to most likely easily the biggest jazz label in the world, ECM, the German label, which of course has on its roster Keith Jarrett, many Chick Corea albums and so on. Anyone that knows jazz knows ECM. So we've got an ECM artist on the bill. His name's Giovanni Gidi. He is coming with his trio. The list goes on. Oh, we have the 2024 Standard Bank Young Artist of the Year, Darren English, is coming with his quartet.
Yes.
Then we have Cameron Ward, the guitarist from Cape Town, coming with his band. Of course, Cameron is very well known for being in Brayuma Sekela's band for many years and traveled the world with Brayuma Sekela in the last 5 to 10 years of his career, of Brayu's career.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to Cameron, who is a great friend. And then, of course, we have Jonathan Rubain, who's sort of on the gospel meets jazz side of our program. And he'll be performing on Sunday at what we're calling the People's Concert, which is an outdoor event and will host probably a few thousand people.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. And as I said, some more announcements are on the horizon, some big ones that I am very excited about. And as I said, the program, as we lead up to the festival, it's an ever-evolving process with exactly who will be playing on what day and what time. You know, this is sort of a living organism.
Yes.
As people have to fly in from far fly in far distances. But I personally am very excited about this lineup. I think it's very well comparable to an international festival lineup, in fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you are the artist in residence, you know, and of course, with such an impressive lineup, what can we expect from you, Kyle, musically? I mean, any surprises?
Yeah, well, you know, I won't be playing as much as some people might expect. You know, my role in this year's festival has very much been as a director, more than, for example, an artist in residence. You know, it's more in terms of, I've worked more as a curator of the lineup, which has been something interesting to me. I've worked as a curator before at places like the Norval Foundation and others. And I find it interesting to be able to have this relationship with artists and get them on the stage and curate a series of concerts, you know, that firstly, music that I appreciate, players that I feel people should hear, etc. So I will be playing with Skyjack, which is the Swiss South African collaboration. Perhaps I'll be playing some other concerts, but at this point, I'm really, my role is as the curator.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're certainly looking forward to an incredible festival. I mean, expecting it to even be louder, you know, than last year, you know, with all this incredible artist and this wonderful, I suppose we can call it delicious lineup that you've got going on here, you know. And and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. And of course, we can't wait to get together. I can't wait to see you again, you know, at the best destination, best jazz destination, you know, in Prince Albert. Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
absolutely, Kyle.
I thank you so much, and I really hope to see as many people as possible come down to Prince Albert, make a journey, make a trip out of it. You know, it's really enjoyable. You won't regret it if you love jazz, especially. So yeah, hope to see everyone that can make it there.
Pianist, composer, multi-award winning musician, and the artistic director for the Journey to Jazz Festival 2024, Kyle Shepherd, on the K-Jazz Show.